Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. You are listening to Grow an Online Business, where we go over all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. Thanks for joining us. We are on our second episode in our four-part series on the four types of consumer behavior. Last week, we talked about complex buying behavior, so if you haven't listened to that one, be sure to jump back, give that one a listen. And this week is on dissonance-reducing buying behavior. I'll tell you what that means, and we'll go over it in a little bit, as soon as I get back. All right, thanks for sticking around. Let's jump right into it. Okay, so first things first, last week in the business, I'm just looking here on Google Search Console. Sorry about that. I'm looking and it shows that in the search results, it looks like I just switched it over to the last 7 days. And in the last 7 days, I'm looking at 125 words. So I know in the last 3 months, every time I check it, I've been looking at the last 3 months and it's been getting lower and lower. It's at 437. And when I look at the last 28 days, it has pared it down to about 214. So I'm right in the midst of between 1 and 200 words that I'm actually ranking for. And it looks like my average position is still right there in the high 40s. When I jump back and forth between the last 3 months, 28 days, and 7 days, I'm between 47 and 49%. So it's doing a little bit better. But not substantially like I would hope for. However, that being said, I had been maintaining right at 150, 109, 156, 123, 155, 143. That's where my impressions were holding out, right there at the 150 mark, and then dropping to 100 every other day. So to go 100, 150, 100, 150. And it looks like in the last few days, let's count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last 5 days it went 147, 189, which is a jump up, 172 as a low, then 167, and then bam, 213. So I am on the increase on number of impressions, which is really good. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping to get those impressions up. So I have been working on trying to get my content fine-tuned, written up a little bit better, and then adding more to it so that hopefully it will rank better as we go. I'm going to jump real quick over to analytics and then we will jump right into our topic for this week. All right. So looking at Broken Moon Media, it appears right off if I use Universal Analytics, it's showing users up 80. Wow, substantially. Users up 188% in 1 day. That's kind of crazy. So I went to 26 users in 1 day. That's quite a spike. And it's showing them all as direct. Okay, well, that's not super awesome. I can't imagine, right? Saturday, all direct. Strange, because I didn't send anybody there, so I don't know how they all got there on Saturday. That's a little bit strange. So let's jump over and look at GA4. GA4 saying 28 users. It's not as substantial a jump. It's saying users 5 on Saturday. So that's quite a big difference. So again, analytics, Universal Analytics is still messed up on this page. So we'll go ahead and just start looking at GA4. So Google Analytics 4. We'll just go with that. It looks like I'm down a little, up a little, so it's kind of all around the board. Users 28, new users 26, average engagement 23 seconds, it's saying it's up. So I guess not too shabby, right? Not too bad. Organic is 3, session medium, organic 3, referral 4, the rest 22, it's got to be direct. So I guess it is what it is. So that's where we're at. I will continue to keep an eye on it. I think at this time I'm just waiting for this thing to get really far out of sandbox to really start to mature as a website and then hopefully slowly chip away at those keywords so that we get better and better and better. All right, just sipping on a little bit of mint tea. Have just a touch of a sore throat this evening for whatever reason. Okay, so looking at our topics. This week's topic is dissonance-reducing behavior for buyers. So when do buyers use dissonance-reducing behavior? Well, first things first, what is dissonance and how do we reduce it, or how does the buyer or the customer reduce their dissonance? So dissonance is that worry or that feeling of anxiety that you get when something doesn't seem right. Okay, so oftentimes dissonance is when your actions and your beliefs are not in line. So if those aren't in line, it will create dissonance, which I love. And then once that dissonance is created, you have to do something to alleviate or reduce that dissonance. In the terms of what buyers do, is they are highly involved in the purchase process. So they're doing all of their homework. They're doing their due diligence to figure out whether or not what they're purchasing is either the best price or the most convenient, is the easiest to use. Whatever the case may be, whatever they're using as their determining criteria, when they've made the decision, there's still a little nagging question in the back of their head that says, maybe you're not right. And so that little tiny voice that says, maybe you made a mistake, creates dissonance to where they think, oh, I'm supposed to be smart. I'm supposed to make smart decisions. I chose the best one based on price, convenience, all of the different factors. But then there's still that little nagging voice that tells them that maybe they didn't. So what they will do is they will do their ever-loving best to reduce that dissonance that's created. And the way they alleviate and reduce that dissonance is they seek to confirm they've made the right choice, right? So once they've made the decision, this is the product or this is the service I'm going to buy, this is what I'm going to go with, this is the one, and they've made that decision, they buy it. Okay, now it's too late to go back on that. Okay, so if their behavior and their belief are out of alignment, so they bought that product or service, so now they can't unbuy it, right? So they purchased it, so now they need to get their belief and their actions in line. Okay, they can't change their actions. They've already bought it. So to relieve or alleviate that dissonance, they now need to change their belief. So if they're still sort of thinking maybe this wasn't the best choice, they now have to go out and find evidence to prove that it in fact was the best choice, right? So that will relieve their dissonance. And they need to relieve their dissonance. Otherwise, they will think, oh man, I made a huge mistake, or I'm stupid, or there's something wrong with me, or I'm not smart, and I don't know how to make great decisions. And usually that doesn't align with our own visions of ourselves, our own self-beliefs. So because of that, we want to reinforce our own ideas that it was the right choice, that that was the smart decision. And then we can prove it to ourselves, pat ourselves on the back and tell ourselves, ta-da, we made it. Now, how can you use that knowing that customers may have a dissonance situation happen when they buy your product or service? How can you help them like know that they've made the right choice? What do you think? It really isn't all that hard. All we need to do is give them evidence that they have made the right choice, right? So how can you do that? If you didn't ask them what criteria are they basing their decision on, you can't give them more evidence of that. However, if you have openly communicated with your customer and you have determined what it is that they use as their defining criteria for a smart choice that they won't regret, then you can give them more evidence of that. If it's convenience, what you do is you send them another email, you send them a letter, a voice message, you send them some kind of information, or you have information on your website that says the most convenient, da, 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 and then spell it out. Spell out why it's the most convenient so that if they jump back on your website thinking, oh man, I don't know if I made the right choice, they jump back onto your website, they get on there, pow. They see, there it is. It is, in fact, the most convenient. It can't be any more convenient than that. Oh, okay, good. I made the right choice. And as soon as they relieve that dissonance, they stop seeking further information. They stop seeking more evidence. So give them what they want and help them see that they made the right decision, that they made the right choice in purchasing your product or your service. So it doesn't always end at the sale. Just know that your customers are relying on you to give them either an additional product, additional service, additional something. They want to know that when they bought from you, they made the right choice. Okay, last week we touched on complex buying behavior. So the buyers are very involved in the process of deciding what it is they're buying. So oftentimes, after complex buying behavior, you end up with dissonance-reducing buying behavior because they've made the decision. You've talked them into it. You've explained it to them. They got that information. They say, you know what? You're right. I'm buying it. They buy it. Then after that, that little voice starts to set in being like, did you really? Because you didn't check anywhere else. You didn't check to make sure it was the most convenient. You didn't make sure it was the best price. You didn't make sure it was. So then they're going to go looking for it. Now, typically speaking, they're not going to just jump onto Bing or Google or Yahoo or whatever and just be like, did I make the right choice, right? So what they're going to do is they're going to go in and they're going to look at your information. They're going to jump back onto your website, onto your ad, onto your group, onto your somewhere that has information about you, your product, your service, and your value. So when they see all of those value building statements, all those value building proposals that you put out there to add value to the product or service that they're buying so that they know they're getting the best product, the best service, the most convenient, the best price, the whatever the case may be, you need to let them know for sure that they've got it. Okay, so once they have, bam, they're happy, you're happy, you're probably going to get either a repeat customer or at very least word of mouth advertising as they tell other people how happy and satisfied they are with the product, service, and experience that they received buying or working with you. Okay, so hope that helps. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Share it with your friends that might be able to benefit from some of the things we're going over. And if you haven't already, jump onto the Facebook group and give me a holler. Let me know, hey, I'm digging this whole buying behavior stuff. Please just keep going with it. Keep giving us more information, telling us how to sell, telling us how to buy, get people to buy from us, to connect with our customers. Let me know if there's anything else you want me to go over, if there's more psychological side of what you want me to go over. Let me know what it is you're looking for so that I can make sure to get it to you. Otherwise, it's just me out here talking about stuff that I enjoy and that I like going over. So please do jump into the Facebook group. It's called Grow an Online Business. It looks just like the podcast. Drop me a note or a line or a message or a post or a whatever you need to, but let me know how I'm doing out here and let me know if there's anything else you'd like to see me do a little bit different. Okay, that being said, I look forward to talking to you guys next week and thanks so much. And in the meantime, go out and be successful.